Hi, this is Mistress Lily, and today I'm going to be discussing an SPH study's journey into pain play. Working out your kinks and discovering what they are is one of the most fascinating parts of being in the kink community. It comes with lots of interesting detours, experimentation, and is tons of fun along the way. One of my subbies recently discovered exactly where he fits in. He is a submissive pain slut and humiliation whore. Figuring out your kinks is one of the most important things that you can do. It's also one of the trickiest. When we first spoke, it was revealed that he loved being mocked about certain shortcomings in his anatomy, and that he had a deep core of submissiveness and a yearning to please and to serve. He thrived on verbal humiliation, loved the pain and mental anguish of knowing everything I said was the truth, and adored knowing that his whimpers and moans were entertaining to me. He was thrilled that I loved humiliating him as much as he loved being verbally played, but still wanted more. He just didn't know what. Something, as long as it would please me. Being the good-natured sadist that I am, I suggested pain play. Pain and pleasure can sometimes be one and the same. And it turns out that the additional physical pain was precisely what he needed. Emotional pain and physical pain are already pretty closely linked in how your brain processes them. So it seemed like a natural progression, and from the first few moments that I had him experimenting with impact play, I knew we'd hit upon exactly the combination his submissive heart desired. By the end of our second session, combining physical and emotional pain, he managed to come from pain alone, no stroking required. Much to his surprise, he climaxed via a weakened version of my napalm lube, spanking with metal spatula and crushing his cock with a weighted skillet. This is Mistress Lily. Feel free to give me a call at 1-800-601-6975 or visit my blog at eroticfoammistress.com.